Welcome, dear listeners, to Aligned Expressions. I am your host, Sherry Stein, and I'm thrilled to embark on this transformative journey with each and every one of you. As a seasoned color design psychologist, aromatherapy specialist, feng shui practitioner, therapeutic yoga teacher, and Ayurveda lifestyle enthusiast, I've dedicated my life to helping others achieve balance and well-being. Through my brand, SBW Aligned Expressions, I offer mentoring services to those seeking a holistic and wellness-centered approach to living their best lives. This podcast is an extension of that commitment, a space to delve into the profound intersections of color, yoga, Ayurveda, feng shui, and design psychology. In each episode, I had the privilege of sitting down with some incredible wellness professionals from diverse backgrounds and experiences. Together, we explore the powerful impact of color on our emotions, the healing properties of yoga and Ayurveda, and the ways in which design psychology can shape our environments for optimal well-being. I am not just here to inform, but to inspire. Aligned Expressions is a platform for meaningful conversations that illuminate the path to a more harmonious and balanced life. I invite you to join me on this enriching journey as we uncover the secrets to holistic living and well-being. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of the Aligned Expressions community. Together, let's explore the profound beauty and wisdom that emerges when we align our expressions with the essence of holistic well-being and welcoming to our journey into wellness. Well, hello, my listeners. This is Sherry Stein. Happy New Year. Welcome to the Aligned Expressions podcast, where we explore the intersection of creativity, mindfulness, and vibrant living. I am, again, your host, Sherry Stein, and today we're diving into the world of watercolor meditation with the incredible Volta Volition Smith. But before we get into the interview, I just wanted to remind you that donations to this podcast are always appreciated. You can support us by clicking on the link provided in the show notes on our official podcast webpage. Also, I wanted to let you know for the new year, I have created a brand new free ebook for those who are interested in all things color and lifestyle. It is called A Color Therapy Guide for Lifestyle, Home, and Wellness, and it is available through the link in the notes of this podcast, or you can find it at sbwaligned.com. All right. So hailing from Moldova, Volta, my guest today, is not only a skilled artist, but also infuses vibrancy into food through illustrations and brings brands to life with live painting and memorable animations. Her impressive client list includes industry giants such as Home Depot, Meta, Michaels, and many others. As the author of Watercolor Snacks, Volta is no stranger to the power of art in everyday life. She takes her passion a step further as the host of the Calm and Creative podcast, where she frequently discusses the mental health benefits of art and creativity. Volta has made notable TV appearances, spreading the message of art for wellness. But that's not all. Volta specializes in making events truly unforgettable through her bespoke watercolor live paintings for guests and objects. Imagine capturing the essence of the moment in vibrant brush strokes. And here's something special for you listeners. We're going to talk about watercolor meditation, how to meditate using watercolors. And another secret, I am a big fan of hers, and she is one of my watercolor teachers. And I am so thrilled to have her on the show today. So let's get ready as I bring Ms. Smith on to talk more about the work she's doing and how to meditate with color, not just any color, but watercolor. Well, my listener, thank you so much for coming back and listening to Aligned Expressions. And today I have one of my favorite artists who I have learned from on the podcast today. And I wanted to introduce you to Volta. She is here. And Volta, how are you today?
Hi, Sherry. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, let's get into it. I'm excited to have you. You have been one of my best inspirations as it comes to my own watercolor journey. Mm-hmm. And I thought I would have my listener learn a little bit more about you, how you came into this artistic medium, and what you provide for those who are interested in making beautiful creations with watercolor.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Sherry. I'm so humbled and honored that I inspired you to pick up watercolors, because that's like literally at the mission, at the like heart of everything that I do, is to encourage others to be more creative. And I think watercolors, now I may be a little biased, but it's such a wonderful and approachable medium where it's very easy to get started. And that takes me kind of into how I got started myself with watercolors. So my background is in, so I spent a few years in the corporate world and then in the agency world. And honestly, I didn't feel very aligned with that, those jobs. But I would, so in order to kind of like brighten up my day, I would bring a watercolor set to work and like do a little bit of painting during my lunch hour. And with time, I had quite a few coworkers wanting to join me to do that. So it was just like such a beautiful way to connect with others and take a break from our computer screens and, you know, just like really tap into that creative process. And then eventually I was like, well, I really need to give this art thing a try, because I've pursued a different path, you know, and I'm grateful that like I studied marketing and business in school and then spent some years in the corporate world. I learned a lot, but I wanted to still see if this was a viable path for me. And so I was like, I'm just going to try it. And it's so interesting how it's like a full circle moment, because nowadays I get to go into these corporate companies and lead watercolor workshops for their teams as part of like either their team building or corporate wellness initiatives, because it's the workshops that I teach are very like relaxing and they're all about reducing stress and tapping into creativity. So that's kind of how I got to where I am. And outside of doing workshops, I also paint watercolor illustrations, and they're typically food related, because I'm a foodie. I love food. So anything that's colorful and tasty, I most likely will want to paint it.
Oh, wow. So did you go to art school at all, or you just learned on your own?
Yeah, I did not go to art school. I am self-taught. I just was always drawn to the art world, to the creative side. And honestly, when I just started, I didn't know what I would do. I just knew that I wanted to give it a try. So at the beginning of my creative journey, I said yes to a lot of things just to figure things out, to see like, what is it that I love? And then it was pretty quickly apparent that it's like, well, it's definitely watercolors, no other medium, because I just love how watercolor looks so soothing and flowing. And it's just like, oh, it's just so beautiful.
The thing that I love about you is that Even on your videos and even in the workshops that I've attended, you make it look so easy because a lot of people feel that the medium of watercolors are difficult at best. And I was wondering, what is it that you do to make it look so easy?
I love this question because it is true. I have heard quite from a lot of people who are like, oh no, watercolors are so difficult. And honestly, I take so much, like I derive so much joy in showing people that you can break it down into very simple steps. So at the core of what I do is I don't want to just show people like, this is how you can paint, but I want to make it very accessible and break down every single step where it's like so easy. I like to say like, it's so easy, your cat could do it. Because there are a lot of like strict rules with traditional watercolors, and I just want to make it fun. Like, that's what I am passionate about sharing with others. It's like when you're first starting out, it's so important to have fun with it and try and like play with colors that you like and not necessarily like follow all those, you know, rules. Because like there is a place for that, but I think a lot of times rules kind of stop us from being playful. And that's what I'm all about. It's like use watercolors to like let your inner child play a little bit.
That's right. So let's get into this watercolor meditation. And in the workshops that you've led, I've experienced it and I actually love the technique. And I just wanted to see if you could provide my listener a brief overview of what watercolor meditation is and how it differs from traditional or other meditation practices.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you so much for attending one of my workshops. I'm so happy to hear it. So watercolor meditation was a concept that I created back during the first year of the pandemic. And because it was such a stressful time for everyone, I noticed myself going back to doing, you know, just very simple watercolor painting exercises. And then I also at the time discovered the practice of painting an Enzo circle, which originates in Zen Buddhism. And the idea is that you're inhaling, and then as you're exhaling, you're just painting one brushstroke with, traditionally it's done with Sumi ink. Mm-hmm. And when I tried that exercise many times, and I was like, just so in love with the idea that it's so beautiful that it connects the breath with emotion of like of your hand, but also it's like a very visual way to really tap into that meditative state. Right. And so like that was the basis of my inspiration. And then from that, I was just like, oh, like what other kind of hand motions could I incorporate, and then include the breathing component so that you're taking an inhale and you're, you know, making some kind of shape with watercolors. And then as you're exhaling, you're making another shape. And that concept really took off for like the community and then also my corporate clients as well, because it was so approachable and it focuses more on the process of like linking your breath to a visual component, as opposed to like worrying that, oh, like, am I painting this apple? Does it look like an apple? You know, there's like, you take away that judgment piece a little bit from it. So you're not painting something like an object, but you're mostly painting with colors and like experimenting, but also combining the breathing along with it. And so ever since then, I've just kind of been growing this workshop concept. And I also have an online course called Watercolor Meditation that goes a lot deeper into like the different meditations I developed, as well as some like mindset components to it.
Awesome. So let's dig a little deeper into this process. So how does the act of creating art with watercolors contribute to the meditative experience? And what role does mindfulness play in the process?
Yeah. Well, for one thing, whenever we are involved in a creative activity, we are paying attention to it. And that instantly brings you into the present moment. So your brain has no other choice but to kind of like, oh, there's this thing in front of me, I must pay attention. And whenever we have that, it becomes so much easier to kind of drop into that more meditative state. So compared to, and I'm still a huge fan of traditional meditation, but I do realize that it is a challenging habit to build for a lot of people, because with traditional meditation, you close your eyes and you focus on your breathing. And unfortunately, like, we have so many distractions in our world right now that it is a challenging habit to build. Well, the watercolor component provides like a visual kind of engagement. So you're instantly like, you have to focus on what's in front of you. And you're also using your hands. So it's like a very tactile experience, right, that helps you tap into those benefits a little bit faster than, say, like closing your eyes and focusing on your breathing. Though I will say, like, I've been meditating for 10 years. So this is like part of my daily practice. So I definitely love to do it. I just wanted to like find a way of bringing this concept of like mindfulness and creativity in like a more like a fun and like playful and colorful way, so that hopefully someone who tries watercolor meditation, they'll be like, oh, maybe I should try like real meditation.
Well, I think it also helps in a lot of people having their mind distracted again, you know, with various things that's happening in their lives. And it gives you a focus, so to speak. You know, you're focusing on an art project, you're focusing on the color and the shape and the object. And I think it's an amazing practice, because I'm a big fan of color therapy.
Yeah.
And I bring in color therapy in the work that I do. And I look at your practice as an extension to color therapy. So that brings me to this. How has watercolor meditation personally impacted your life and well-being? And are there any specific moments or realizations during your practice that stand out to you?
So I struggle with anxiety. I have generalized anxiety and depression. Okay. And I will say, like, engaging in this practice really helps me like minimize the symptoms. It doesn't completely erase them. I still, you know, work on other things like therapy and take medication. But whenever, if like there's a tool, I'm always looking for tools to make myself feel calmer. And I think that's like where it all comes from, is that I am seeking a way to bring more calm into my life. And then I realized that I'm not alone. Like, there's many other people out there who experience anxiety and stress. And if there's a way to kind of help you get into that more calmer state of mind, and art is so powerful that it can totally do that. And there's been like so many studies, scientific studies done about the effects of art and how it lowers your stress levels. Yeah, I would say like definitely it helps me deal with that better. So
that's great. So then how does the act of creating art with watercolors contribute to the meditative experience? And how does it work with color therapy? Like, from the standpoint of how different colors are used to evoke different emotions, does that enhance the meditative state?
I would say so, absolutely. So the colors that I personally reach for the most, whenever I want to kind of bring more calm into my day, are like soothing blues and greens. And I know that like for different people, like color meanings could mean different things depending on like the culture that they come from, how they were brought up. But I, for me personally, like, I think the greens and the blues like represent nature. They're like very nature colors, and those are just, I find them soothing. So those are the colors that I reach for. And I find them like super therapeutic to engage in, because it kind of is like, well, I'm painting with water. And so that's like a little bit of nature there, but then also bringing in some turquoise or like dark blues. And it's like another kind of like way of representing maybe the ocean or a lake or a body of water. So it's just kind of helps you, I guess, evoke a little bit of that nature in your space. Even if, for example, like I live in Texas and in the summers, it's so brutally hot here that I just like reach for those colors because I'm like, I need to like cool down. I need to feel cooler in my mind because it's so hot outside.
Awesome. So those of you, of my listeners who may be new to watercolors, watercolor and meditation, what advice or tips would you offer to help them get started and fully engage in the meditative process through watercolor painting?
So my number one advice would be to treat it as an experiment and play, your time to play. Another important tip too, if you're specifically choosing watercolors, is to invest in the right paper, because that is the number one thing. Like if you don't have the proper paper, the whole experience will be completely ruined and you will be like, I hate this. This paper is not, you know, doing the thing that I want it to. And because even with the cheapest of watercolor supplies, you can still have a lot of fun. And I also recommend picking a watercolor palette that has a lot of colors already available, because it gives you like more of a choice of like, ooh, like you get to experiment and see what colors you're drawn to naturally. And that also takes out the pressure of mixing colors, because traditionally a lot of like watercolor lessons or classes, they start with like, oh, let's learn about the color wheel and mix colors. And there's totally a place for that. But I think when you're just starting out, it's so important to just have those colors like already pre-mixed. So you don't have to worry about like, oh, am I doing this right? It takes out that pressure. So you just get to play with the colors that are already there.
So do you feel like there is a difference between the liquid watercolors versus the watercolors that are on palettes? Can you talk a little bit about the difference between the two of them? And if you're a beginner, which one you should start out with?
Yeah. So there's, let's see, I'm trying to think how to best answer it. Both are great options. I will say the tubes are usually sometimes more expensive. So if you're just starting out, I would definitely recommend to get one of those palettes that already has all the colors. So you just open up and you start experimenting. What if you really enjoy the process and you're like, oh, I want more of this, then I would definitely recommend to maybe buy a few tubes of colors that you really love. And then you could kind of like fill up an empty palette with those colors and let them dry. And then, you know, you can always reactivate them with water. And that's what I love with watercolors, because the tubes may be a little bit more pricier, but there's very little waste. I mean, they will last you a very long time, because even when the color dries, you just add water and you bring it back to life. So it's very much like, unlike other mediums, like acrylic paint, like if that dries, you cannot reuse it. You cannot use it again. So that's another kind of appeal to watercolors, is that it's very like mess free, and you can always like just, you know, kind of not even worry about it being like dried out or anything like that. So I would definitely recommend, as for a beginner, a palette that has a ton of colors, and you can get those for really cheap. Honestly, what I would first invest in is paper, having the right like watercolor paper. And that's typically like, I recommend 140 pound weight and specifically paper that says watercolor. So
yeah, I actually had a little story where I had bought the wrong watercolor paper and it was not a great thing. So I definitely, and I use the palettes. I haven't worked my way up to the tubes yet.
Yeah.
Because I really enjoy working with the palettes. Mm-hmm. And I must admit, I buy expensive ones. I like the naturally made pigments.
Oh, yes.
Whether they're from soil or resin or something. Mm-hmm. And I like to work with purchasing them from more like the boutique watercolors. But I've been an artist for a long time. A lot of people don't know that. My medium originally was more mixed media art dolls, fabric and ceramic faces and looking with wild hair and things like that. And I used to do a lot of exhibitions around that. And I am going to come back to that, but it's just a slower process for me. Whereas the watercolor, I absolutely, when I took your class with Creative Mornings, I was just like, wow, I love the way you were doing things. And then I start getting into the resins and so forth. So I really enjoy that. And I make those paintings as part of color therapy for the home, right? Mm-hmm. But it is also a process of calming the nervous system. When I get too stressed, I turn to my watercolors, like put my little easel up in my little office, and I bring in those colors and I just do all kinds of things. And when I'm finished, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm always surprised at what I make and where it goes. And I'm very intuitive as an artist. I'm very intuitive. I don't follow the rules, never have. I just kind of come into it. I don't know what I'm going to do before. Like some people can do those sketchbooks and, you know, plan out what they're going to do. I've never been that kind of person. I've just kind of go with whatever my feeling or emotion was at that time. And I look at it as color therapy. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, do you look at that from a color therapeutic lens as well? Do you agree with that?
I absolutely agree with that. And this is something that I want to learn more about. So I'm so grateful that we connected, because I feel like all the content that you share, like I'm always learning something about it, because I like so deeply respond to color myself. So awesome. I just, yes, 100%. I think it's so powerful.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because in the new year, I will be coming out with a course around color therapy.
Awesome.
For those that are interested in looking at it and understanding it. I've been around color for eons. I used to work for Benjamin Moore, and I studied color therapy and worked with a lot of folks around that. And it's just one of my favorite joys. So, and also, I think that you and I should work together and do a workshop together.
Oh my gosh, I would love
to do that in the new year. And I'm going to hold you and I to it.
Yes.
We will be in touch. We will make something happen, folks. You all are going to love it, because I think the meditative component, the breath work, maybe we might combine it with yoga, who knows? So we've got a lot of different directions on this. So I'm really excited to have you on, because this is one of my favorite subjects. Mm. So how can my listener find you? Where are you on social media, your website? Do you have any events coming up that they would be interested in?
So let's see. The name of my business is Color Snack. And that's where you can definitely find me by searching for Color Snack on Instagram or all the other social media channels. And my website is colorsnack.com. And then if your listener is interested in watercolor meditation, I do have a separate account called Watercolor Meditation on Instagram, where I do share a lot of the more, not so much like the businessy things that I do on Color Snack, but more so on the side of like meditation, self-care, creative self-care, all those kinds of things. So I share like quick tutorials and content that inspires and helps you to tap into that calmer state of mind with watercolors.
Okay. And do you have any events coming up that you'd like to share?
I have not planned them out. So
stay tuned to those.
Yes. If I do, they're going to be on like Instagram, definitely. Or like people are welcome to sign up for my newsletter, where I also share my upcoming events.
Awesome. Well, it's just been such a pleasure to have you on the podcast. This has been great. And I look forward to us collaborating in some way in 2024. And listener, just check her out. She's really great. And she really has a wonderful color therapeutic meditation project that creates joy and calms your nervous system. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you for having me. It's such an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
You're welcome.